evening. I don't feel like a guest. But we have been gone for about a year and a half now, and we're on the home stretch. We're finishing up December, we graduate, so we're looking forward to that. Definitely appreciate all the prayers and things that's been done on our behalf, and we definitely have enjoyed our time coming back and helping out with Vacation Bible School. That's been really fun. We had a good time doing that. We always look forward to doing so, and like I said, looking forward to many good things that are going on here. So happy to be home, though. This is home. This morning, or this evening's topic, of course, it's going to kind of coincide with Larry's a little bit, but still, the topic I've chose is, do fathers measure up? Do fathers measure up? We're going to see what makes a father a father, and we're also going to see, look at traits of our Heavenly Father. Is a father looked at as a friend or an authoritative figure? Is he a leader or a follower? Is he a teacher or just an average person? Is he an example or a hindrance? I ask these questions, and I just kind of ask these as we go along in our lesson. My second point this evening is, what are traits of a good father? What are traits of a good father? Well, the first thing that I can think of is he trains up a child. If you look with me in Proverbs chapter 22, and we'll read verse 6. Proverbs chapter 22 and verse 6. Train up a child in the way he should go. Even when he is old, he will not depart from it. So he is to train up a child in the way that he should go. Another trait that a good father might have is compassion. Compassion. If you'll turn with me to Luke chapter 15. Luke chapter 15. We're going to read verse 20. This is talking about the prodigal son. Luke chapter 15, verse 20. So he got up and came to his father. But while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and felt compassion for him, and ran and embraced him and kissed him. He shows compassion. A father shows compassion, has compassion. He also, a father encourages. A father encourages. If you'll turn with me to 1 Thessalonians. 1 Thessalonians, chapter 2 and verse 11. 1 Thessalonians, chapter 2 and verse 11. Just as you know how we were exhorting and encouraging and imploring each one of you as a father would his own children. So a father encourages his children. And in this, he's doing this. He's training up his child in the way that he should go. But he encourages. A father instructs. A father instructs. If you'll turn with me to Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians chapter 6. We read this morning, but like I said, that's why I say that this is going to coincide just a little bit. He instructs. A father instructs. Fathers, do not provoke your children to anger, but bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord. Bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord. So he does instruct. I think he must be a good soldier of Christ. And if you'll turn with me to 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy chapter 2. And we're going to look at verses 3 and 4. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 3 and 4. suffer hardship with me as a good soldier of Christ Jesus. Verse 4, no soldier in active service entangles himself in the affairs of everyday life so that he may please the one who enlisted him as a soldier. So I believe a father must be a good soldier of Christ. Also, he is to be an example. A father is to be an example. If you'll turn with me to John chapter 13. John chapter 13. And verse 15. John chapter 13 and verse 15. For I gave you an example that you should do as I did to you. And in this, this was about the washing of the disciples' feet. He was being a servant. And that is the example that a father should be. He should be a servant as well and teach his children to be servants of Christ. But he needs to lead by example. My third point this evening. What has my earthly father taught me? He's taught me to be a better listener and a doer. He's taught me to help others who are in need. Taught me to be humble. To work hard in everything. To appreciate what we have. To work as a family. And I believe this works as a church family. He has taught me how to work as a family, and we should work as church family. And also how to show love. We teach about love, but we need to show it. What about our Heavenly Father? What about our Heavenly Father? He loves us so much that He gave His only Son up for our sins. That is the wonderful love that He has shown. If you'll turn with me to 1 John. 1 John chapter 1. First John chapter 1 and verse 7. First John chapter 1 and verse 7. And as we read this, He is light. And we have fellowship with one another as long as He is the light. And Him, and there is no darkness. First John chapter 1 and verse 7. But if we walk in the light as He Himself is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus, His Son, cleanses us from all sins. So what a wonderful thing that our Father does for us. He gave His only Son up for our sins. And that is what love is all about. But we have fellowship with one another, that is, as long as He is the light. And as long as we stay in that light, we have that fellowship with one another. You know, God commands us to obey His Word. He commands us to obey His Word. Turn with me to Acts chapter 5. Acts chapter 5. And we're going to look at verse 29. Acts chapter 5 and verse 29. But Peter and the apostles answered, "We must obey God rather than men." And so many times we forget to, not just fathers or not just, this is for each and every one of us. We must obey God rather than men. Rather than our own thoughts, rather than another person's thoughts, we always need to stay with what God tells us to do. What He has commanded us to do. But we must always obey God rather than men. Because that is the only thing that we have. He is our guide. He is our guide in our homes. He's our guide in our life. He has to be the light in our life. And as long as we stay in that light with Him, we have fellowship with one another. But God commands us to obey His Word. And then also, our reward is eternal life as long as we obey. Our Lord is eternal life. If you'll turn with me to 1 John. 1 John chapter 2. First John chapter 2 and verse 25. This is the promise which he himself made to us, eternal life. And if you'll read in verse 24 as well, it kind of leads in there, and we'll read verse 24. As for you, let that abide in you which you heard from the beginning. If what you heard from the beginning abides in you, you also abide in the Son and in the Father. And this is the promise he himself made to us, eternal life. And as long as we are obedient to his word, we have hope of eternal life. And if you'll turn with me, also turn with me to John chapter 10. John chapter 10. And we're going to look at verses 27 and 28. John chapter 10, verses 27 and 28. My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. Verse 28. And I give them eternal life to them, and they will never perish, and no one will snatch them out of my hands. What a wonderful thought here. My sheep hear my voice. As long as we hear him, as long as we obey him, we have that eternal life. And if we obey each command, if we obey his word, we have an eternal life. In conclusion this evening, I know this is short, but like I said, in conclusion, we have to always obey God. Let us always obey God. And that's not just for fathers, that's for each and every one of us. Let us always obey God and his commands. And then also let God guide the fathers. And let the fathers always look to our Heavenly Father for guidance. He is the guide for our homes. He is the guide for everything that we do in life. Let him be our guide. If you have a need to respond to the gospel tonight, to be baptized, now is the time to go ahead and make your way forward. Or if you need prayers of the church, whatever your need is, go ahead and make it be made known as we stand and sing the invitation.